Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Matt Adalian, who is the author of a book that we interviewed last month, In Search of the Miraculous. You can listen to that interview on www.plasticghost.com under Resources and Radio, and the date of that is 4/14/2018. Today we're following up that interview with a more specific method that Mata has developed to help each of us be able to access answers within. And this is very, very important for health reasons. It's very well established that your inner knowing, which is not your ego or your personality, but something much more deep, knows why you're sick and often knows what can help you get well. And this goes for other questions like relationships and jobs and what is your purpose. Any question can be asked of this. So this is a great method that Mata has developed to help access that inner wisdom. Thank you for joining us, Mata.
Thank you very much for having me again, Susan.
So we had talked before about your spiritual journey, and I guess we'll just let them take a look for details on that on the April interview. But if you can just very quickly let us know a little bit about how you were able to access your inner knowing and then develop a method that people can do the same.
Basically, initially, I was just interested to find who I am, and many people, of course, search for that. And I started my search when I was very young, and at the age of 24, I basically renounced the word, so to speak, and focused on meditation and introspection and really needing to know what my purpose here was, what I was doing, who I was, first of all, and why I have come here. And when I had several very profound experiences realizing that actually the journey is the goal and that there's really nowhere to reach other than just be present in the moment here and now, because that's the only thing that we really have. There's nothing other than the now, because everything we've lived is in the past. The future hasn't happened yet. And realizing that I am not separate from the universe. Actually, the experience was such that I felt the whole universe suddenly fell into my body. So it was a tremendous experience of feeling like the body dissolved, and it was just almost like thousands of bright suns suddenly arose inside and in a way burned all the identification with the ego. And after that, I was quite, and it was a very difficult experience in a sense to contain in the body if I hadn't done all the meditation work and all the ability to focus into my center and stay in my center. So after that experience, of course, every experience takes time to integrate. And once I integrated that, then it was like, okay, now I understand there's nowhere to go, nothing to do except just be here now. And in the here now, everything is revealed. And it just happened that My personal educational background is in education and in architecture, and I've never been interested or had any exploration of the healing world and what is healing, and never had that notion of I want to help people heal. So, however, what happened is I was participating in this healing workshop just out of curiosity. And what I remembered back, which I had as a child, was ability to read in the people's energies the precise thoughts that were in their energy and in their unconscious. So that, as a child, was a very obviously uncomfortable experience because I didn't know what to do with it. I could see that what people were saying on the outside was not quite exactly what was happening inside them. And we all do this, right? So we're, you know, socially we say yes, we accommodate, but deep down we feel something else.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's just as simple. When people ask you how you are, you just go fine.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You don't elaborate. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And even though you might be feeling terrible inside, we just, you know, say fine, and
little,
we repress.
Fine. Don't want to talk about it. And then
yeah.
that suppresses it into the subconscious. That the, you know, I think the idea of a lot of disease residing from the suppressed emotions and feelings into the subconscious is really very valid.
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually, that's what I discovered as I started working with people. And again, out of curiosity. And when I started reading the energies, like I was basically, the person's unconscious was just giving me all these thoughts. And there were so many, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I can't remember even, you know, what I'm hearing here.
Right.
And then I started actually exploring, because by nature I'm very mathematical in my mind, and I like to explore everything to know for myself. Mm-hmm. I never take anything for granted, which is given to me. So as I started exploring, I realized that different parts of the body so people repress different sort of thoughts and emotions in different parts of the body, and many times they're contradictory to each other. And when we work, for example, we have a local issue, say pain, you know, in the lower back or upper back or whatever. It's a chronic pain, and we try to deal with that local area. Very often, we don't realize that that a local area is connected also with the rest of the body. And what happens in the rest of the body also affects that area. That, and it could be illness, could be any kind of an issue. Ulcers, you know, thyroid, asthma. So all these things are connected. The issues are connected with the whole body. There's reasons why one particular area is giving us a sign. So as I started working with people with the whole body, I realized that we cannot miss any single part of the body. We have to work from the top of the head all the way down to the feet. And and one day I just thought, I'm going to ask this person, instead of me hearing and telling them what I'm hearing, I'm going to get them to verbalize what I'm hearing out loud. And as I started doing that, suddenly I felt like so many other layers just popped up, and people immediately connected with the emotions that are connected with the thoughts. So the emotions come up. And of course, you know, just by verbalizing out loud, I realized it's not enough, because there's the whole body again needs to be worked with this. And then I started exploring to how to start detoxifying the body with all the beliefs that are in the body, the whole body. So then going back and forth through the chakras, through the different areas of the body, then as I started, you know, asking questions and exploring and actually seeing and connecting with the person's not only the thought forms, but there's also awareness inside. So, and I was able to determine or to read also the awareness. So then there was a very different quality of energy when it's a person's awareness that says something versus it's a belief that says something.
Right.
And again, so then seeing that the goal is to now bring awareness into the areas that are blocked in the energy by the beliefs, that's where then I realized that suddenly the physical problems were disappearing. And it was so immediate almost that I was surprised myself that this is incredible. So it slowly became a method that is very widely used now. And, of course, people who find it, they keep practicing with it to work with so many other layers. And not only that, it works with it's almost like a spiritual tool as well, because it helps people disidentify from the beliefs, from the fears, from those conditionings that they're living under, and find, connect to their inner strength and power. And once a person connects to that place inside, realizing that I don't need to be afraid of people's opinions or being rejected, because everybody is also conditioned like I am to believe certain things, and I'm afraid of somebody else's conditionings. I'm afraid to be myself, be authentic, because I've been conditioned. And then there's a complete shift in the person, and that's where starting, you know, the person starts to realize that this is my life. It's independent from other people's opinions, and it's mine to live. So therefore, I'm not going to be afraid anymore to say what I want, to explore my own creativity, to make mistakes, and basically that's the only way I'm going to be happy, because then if I'm living myself, that's where happiness comes. If I can't live myself, that's how people are so depressed and in such miserable state.
Yeah, my spiritual father taught a lot about releasing techniques, which is very similar to, you know, accessing the feelings and the emotions and the belief systems that were blocking the energy. So you can just imagine, if you imagine the acupuncture meridian system, which is actually, you know, between the chakras and the nervous system being physical, the acupuncture meridian system being more energetic, and then the chakras being even more energetic. But once you have blockages in any of these systems, then you can create physical disease. And there's so many neurological symptoms because the nervous system is right next to the acupuncture meridian system. So you get pain, like pain in the back, pain in the shoulder. Like people often have pain in the shoulder when they've taken on too much responsibility, or they think they've taken on too much. It's the belief that they're taking on too much responsibility. So he would do releasing things. He would access their inner knowing just like you would, and he would say, release the belief that you have to shoulder all the responsibility for your family. And then the person would say that, and then a lot of times their shoulder pain would go away. You know, they'd had shoulder pain for years, and it would go away within, you know, minutes. So, and never come back. So that's how I understand what you're doing, because he did that to me. I would come home at midnight, and he often stayed in my house, and I'd walk in, and he'd start right there releasing. It was just amazing that he could, you know, just take off all the stress and the tension just from what he was hearing from my inner being.
That's great, and I think acupuncture is a very powerful tool to open energies. What my experience has been is that my whole goal is to make people independent, which means
right. To
give them the tool that they can use themselves to actually create transformation. And also, my goal is not just releasing something and, you know, making the body feel better, but for people to understand what are the lessons behind my experiences. Because without learning the lessons, we cannot really become more conscious. So,
right. That's true.
So if somebody's working with this tool on their own, that's why after working with people for many, many years, I felt that this needs to turn into a self-help tool so people can actually take the power into their own hands and do this for themselves anytime they need. And the lessons are so profound because, you know, it's, for example, they're the layers that I see in the unconscious. They're not just this lifetime. For example, a person comes into a family and, you know, they're having a hard time, and they have this belief that because my parents did this, this is how I feel, and because somebody else did this, you know, to me, this is how I feel, this is why I feel this way. But to realize that, as a matter of fact, I got attracted to my parents who have similar beliefs and similar patterns so that I can see those patterns inside myself. Because people bring those patterns. The moment a person realizes that, I'm taking responsibility back because I see now that I actually have nothing to blame my parents for, because I came so that they could be my mirrors. for me to learn what I need to learn from inside myself. And that is a very profound moment of transformation. And not only that, the gratitude happens automatically. The forgiveness happens automatically. We don't have to create, you know, we don't have to keep saying in our mind, I forgive you, but then the body says something else. And unless we work with the whole body, what's in the body, what is the belief, that precise belief in the body that's saying something, then we're still working mentally to a degree. And mentally, we cannot solve problems because the mind creates the problems, just like Einstein said. We cannot solve the same problems with the mind that created it.
Right.
And this is the power of the system. It's basically, it takes, we as a humanity, we evolve. And every time we come in with certain new tools and new ways, our consciousness begins to evolve. And all the methods that we've used up to now, they were very necessary to help us even understand that, as a matter of fact, what I think and what I feel affects the way my body feels. So even that much understanding has evolved our consciousness to a place where now we know that, okay, I have some sense of responsibility because the way I'm thinking, I'm feeling is affecting my body. Okay, now the next step is to take the full responsibility and say, what is my unconscious? What are my lessons? Because unless we go into the unconscious, we cannot become conscious. It's just impossible. Right. It's mathematically impossible. So the deeper we go into the unconscious, the higher we rise in consciousness. And what does it mean, consciousness? It means seeing things that we weren't seeing before. It means becoming aware that I'm not my body, I'm not my emotions, I'm not my thoughts. Becoming aware that part that never dies. That's where, and our being is there. Consciousness is in the being, but to become aware of that, then we can actually be in total acceptance. Because without that, we cannot be in acceptance. And once we are in acceptance, then everything is okay and everything has lessons in it. Then our whole attitude changes, because then we stop blaming. And as a society, I see so much blame, so much jealousy, so much competitiveness. And this is what people need to work through. They need to clear all these things. They need to purify these things, because unless they do, the true humanity, which is in each person, in their heart, it just doesn't have a chance to really start flowering.
So you've developed some products. Would you like to give your website right now so people can kind of take a look as you're talking about the different methods that you've got?
The website is madadalian.com. That's madadalian.com. And yes, the full method with two versions, the long version, which is 98 minutes, and abbreviated 74, they're in a kit. It's like a set with a book and with two CDs. That's basically, I call it a home practice version, and people can actually, every time they do more and more freedom and more awareness starts settling in the body, because grounding happens automatically as we start removing all these beliefs that are in the body preventing us from actually being present in the now. And then there's the short version, 17 minutes, find answers to your questions. It also incorporates parts of the method. And this one is specifically designed so people can quickly access their inner knower and make decisions from the inner knower instead of making decisions from the conditionings of the mind or the beliefs. And this is another very difficult situation for us as humans, because of our conditionings, all our decisions are based on either fears or needing to fit in a certain way into the social structure, so then the fears don't allow us to really go inside. and see what is my being that needs to do. Like Joseph Campbell said, always follow your calling. But then people feel some calling, but then they have a difficulty following it because of the fears. So with this method and the fine answers to your questions also will allow you to quickly connect with the inner knower. And basically, this system, Susan, bypasses the mind. It does not use the mind at all. And that's where the power of the system is, because you don't need to think. You don't need to figure things out. It will do the work for you if you just follow the steps.
Yeah, and it's at a level outside of space and time, so there it has a lot more knowledge about what possibilities are, what dangers are, what you know, all sorts of things that we don't know with our own mind, even with all of our past, even if we're real experienced. We just don't know what the landscape looks like, and that's why it's so important to act and to consult with this form of knowing rather than your mind.
Yeah, absolutely, because in a way, if we look at geometrically, the mind works on a linear level with between the minus plus, good and bad, and this is how we can get conditioned. This is right, this is wrong. And inner knower works in a vertical dimension, which is actually connected to that center, because there's a center, in the center, where the knowingness is. And if we can find our center, we're also connecting with the center of the universe, where everything arises from. So, again, everything is, if we look at the universe as a mathematical, you know, entity, this is exactly what happens in our body. Our body is exactly as mathematical as the universe, even though within that mathematics, there is an element of the unknown, and there's the element of, you know, that miraculous, which, again, transcends the mind.
I'd like to give an example to the audience about that illustrates this. I was a trauma surgeon, and I was on my way to the hospital to treat a car accident victim. But I knew that the accident victim had gone into CAT scan, which takes a while. So I was going by QT, and we all know QT has pretty good prices on gas, and it was near the hospital and not near my house. So I thought I'd pull in and get some gas. Logical, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, I heard the words absolutely not in my mind, okay? The thought, absolutely not. So I didn't. I bypassed it, went to the hospital, thought maybe the guy was going to get in trouble, need me sooner, whatever. But no, I get there, got to wait around. The CAT scan takes a while, and then I take him to surgery, fix him up. On my way back out, the QT station has police yellow tape all around it. Right when I would have been there, a psychiatric patient in a car with his sister, she was on the way to take him to the hospital psychiatric unit, had got a gun and shot seven people. I think four of them died. So you see, my inner knowing knew that that was going to happen. Remember I said it's outside space and time. So
and you listened. Yeah, you listened.
I listened.
Yeah.
Because even though I didn't know why, I mean, I would have never thought that it would be a police situation like that, a shooting.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe that the guy was going to start bleeding in CAT scan and have to go to surgery right away. You know, that does happen.
Hmm.
But, you know, the thing is, this is outside space and time. This is such valuable information that you don't need to second guess it. You just need to
follow it. Great example. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Great example. Wow. Because, you know, a lot of people have that voice, that cold intuition, or, you know, hearing that voice, but they don't pay attention.
And the only voice was absolutely not. That's all that was said.
Yeah.
I think that is very interesting, you know.
Yeah, and also,
I had a spiritual test that I had to go through, because it wasn't going to give me more information. It was just going to say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
And that just proves the point that we're not, you know, we're not just in this physical reality, and we're not alone.
Right.
There's always, you know, we have those angels and archangels. There's always support.
And
you know, we just need to open to that.
Super amount of protection.
Yeah.
That's the thing that bowls me over, is how much protection there is. And I used to go to the ER and ask people, didn't something tell you not to do that? And every time it was yes. And I said, well, why'd you do it? Well, my friends talked me into it, you know.
That's
I would just ask them in the ER, you know, didn't something warn you about this? And the answer was almost always yes.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So that's that. I mean, that tells you the lack of education that we have, that
does,
we don't teach
yeah.
people, our kids, to connect with their intuition and their inner knower. And instead, we just teach them to, you know, cram the knowledge
peer
in
pressure.
Their head and
yeah.
get
peer
further
pressure,
away
yeah.
from their intuition.
Right, yeah. So it is very important, not just for emergency situations but and health situations, but it's important just, I mean, if you want to, you know, get to the airport safely, you know, and on time, you can ask which direction to go, and you'll get a, you know, this way versus that way, and the way that might be shorter might have an auto accident, and you might not get to the airport in time. So, you know, you can use it for all sorts of things.
Yeah, and sometimes also the opposite is true as well. Sometimes we need to be in a certain experience that is not very pleasant because there's lessons in that as well.
Right.
So, you know, if we look at life like trusting, that's another big thing, trusting mm-hmm. ourselves. That's so much needed, and so many people struggle with that. And
well,
once,
that's the inner self. Trusting myself is trusting the inner self.
Well, yeah, of course. But then to be able to trust is you have to have some sort of connection to yourself. And
right.
in order to trust also, we must, you know, dissolve those fears that say, well, you know, if I say this, I'm not going to be accepted. If I do this, there might be repercussions. But trusting yourself means doesn't matter what the outcome is going to be or the consequences. I take responsibility. I'm just going to trust myself and do what my intuition says I have to do.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times when people have cancer, I have a cancer clinic here, and I say to them, you know, cancer is like a final exam. You can get through it using your intuition, that inner knowing,
mm-hmm.
but you really need to use that inner knowing. Just doing what your family wants you to do and what traditional medicine wants you to do is not always the best way. Sometimes surgery is the best thing that can be done. I mean, I always said if you can cut around a cancer that's not near anything important, you can, you know, you can get rid of it. It's the easiest way to do it. But, you know, not everybody is guided to have surgery. You know, some people are guided not to have surgery. So basically, it's like a final exam, and it's a perfect opportunity to get in touch with this inner knowing.
Definitely. And also, you know, learn the lessons. There's so many lessons that our life is a big school, and so many times we miss so many valuable lessons.
Yeah, cancer is about not being a victim in many cases. Not every case, just the emotional component. But one of the most important lessons here is, like you say, to quit blaming others, being the victim, not taking responsibility, and not loving yourself.
Yes, and a lot of the time also there's the self-hatred, there's anger, repressed anger that accumulates, especially in the breast cancer patients. So, yeah, there's every person is different from, you know, what their life experiences have been, and that's why every person has to deal with it individually with their own issues. So even though we're all similar in our emotions and how we repress things, but every person has their own journey to learn from. So some things, you know, some people don't have traumatic experiences, but some people do. And the reason for that is they need those experiences, like at that station, why these people had to be there at
right.
that time, and you didn't have to be there because you didn't need to learn the lessons through that difficult,
right.
you know, traumatic experience.
I'm sure a few of them, karmically, it was their time to go, that died. A few of them probably didn't listen to their inner voice and went anyway. I mean, you know, you always see that. And then a few of them might have needed to overcome fear. And, of course, you know, they survived that situation because there were probably a lot of people at the station that were there during the gunshots but didn't get killed, I'm sure. It's a big QT. You know how big those things are. So that experience might be there so that as an opportunity to overcome fear or not overcome it. You know, it could become post-traumatic stress disorder for somebody, you see. So there's two ways that it could go. Yeah.
That's right. And
I keep running into doctors who, like on airplanes and everywhere they go, they see people who code, you know, and they have to do the resuscitation. And I've never had to do that, but, you know, and I'm 63 years old, but they do it again and again and again. So you're right. Experiences are very, very different. And some people have car wreck after car wreck after car wreck. It's amazing taking their history, how many car wrecks they've had.
Yeah.
And I've only had one car wreck in my life, and the purpose of that car wreck was so my meditation group would remove four discarnates who was causing a bunch of deaths at that intersection. It was a spiritual purpose for the accident. It was a minor accident. But it happened so that I would ask myself, why did this accident happen in a meditation group? And the answer was that we needed to do some spiritual work so that people would quit dying at that location. So it was for a higher purpose.
Mhm. Yeah, and also my experience is when, for example, a person has accident after accident, and it's always on their right side, for example, or the left side.
Mm-hmm.
What I see is that the state that they had before the accident brought the accident on. So that also connected. It's like what, and then if you. People get through accidents if there's a lot of tension in their body and they get tensed up, or they were tensed up before, then that tension multiplies. And that happens so that they can start looking at what was happening in their life before that was creating the tension, so they could transform it and deal with it and learn the lessons. And the accident is just brings it to the forefront more. It's like everything we feel in our body, there's signs, if we can really look at it. But the issue is that, generally speaking, if you see things like this in the general population, they just don't understand it, and they just, you know, wash it off as a woo-woo.
Right. Well, they don't see the more... the less dense worlds, like when I was saying discarnates, I don't see these entities. I just know that they're there. And the police actually confirmed that there was a whole bunch of deaths at this one intersection, Holcomb Bridge and 400. There was an inordinate number of accidents in this one location. And so after the group, it wasn't me personally, but the group did the spiritual work, then that went back to normal. You know, that didn't happen there anymore. So there's a world out there that we can't see and hear unless we're mediums or, you know, otherwise trained in that area. But they can affect, like, how many car wrecks occur at a certain location.
Yeah.
People just don't understand that world exists out there, and it does. I mean, the shamans of the world walked in that dimension. They would be able to see that. I can't see it, but they would be able to see it or know it was there. And, you know, there's just a whole other world out there that is not necessarily visible, but certainly can affect the physical.
That's right, and that's the world that we need to bring in to our education system. We need to help, you know, the education system have a dimension, and that dimension, basically, it's a new dimension of understanding that we're all here temporarily, in a way, that we're here to learn our lessons, and we're not just here to be machines or robots. Because most of the society is being trained to be a robot, and the teachers don't even realize that they're actually under the same spell. Parents don't realize they're under the same spell, so they try to control and manipulate children to actually follow in their footsteps. And this is a sad situation, actually, on this planet.
Well, hopefully things will change for the better. I think that there's going to
they
be a
are
great
changing
opportunity
slowly.
For spiritual
yeah,
awakening.
They're changing. And, yeah. you know, that's why my passion is to bring this awareness. And that's why the method the for teens and for children, which will be released actually by the end of the summer. I'm mm-hmm. very passionate about it because kids are so aware. They're so there. And they're still, their memory of the other world that they come from is still very much there. And mm-hmm. I even, when I work with young kids, and I could see there's a something that there's a pattern, for example, a child who has asthma from, you know, a few months old. And mm-hmm. when I worked with this child, he was 10 at the time, I could see that he died from a previous lifetime being afraid to ask for what he needed. And mm-hmm. he didn't want to bother people. He was afraid to ask for what he needed. So in a way, died with that belief. And this lifetime, same thing. So the child has the same pattern, but until, you know, I looked and I could see it and I worked with it. As we mm-hmm. worked with it, before I worked with it, I said, do you believe in past lives? And he nodded. It was like, incredible. 10-year-old, right? And
yeah.
so as I work with it, with that belief, as we released it through the whole body, he fell into a trance state. And mm-hmm. I could see that in that trance state, he's now reliving that previous lifetime death
mm-hmm.
so that belief is actually erased from even that lifetime. And as he came more into consciousness, and I keep working with it, even though he's in a trance, I keep asking him to verbalize the awareness that now started to mm-hmm. come. And after that, his asthma disappeared. It was like, yeah. as though it was never there before. And this
well,
is
that's
like...
the throat chakra. That's the throat chakra being constricted, and the lungs are always with the throat chakra. Like if you lie all the time, especially if you smoke cigarettes, you can get lung cancer easily.
Yeah, and or, you know, another case with asthma, it was a 50-year-old man, and
uh-huh.
when I was working with him, in his heart chakra, there was a thought form that said, I don't want to heal. And
uh-huh.
when I got him to verbalize it out loud, I said, just say it out loud, because we have to verbalize out loud everything that's in the body from, as I work mm-hmm. with this system back and forth. And mm-hmm. he said, well, I do want to heal. He just came into the mind and said, I do want to heal, that's why I'm here. And I said, just say it out loud, don't worry about it, right? So, because I have to work through the system, it's very mathematical what I'm doing. So he said it out loud a few times, and suddenly a memory came that when he was a kid, he would think for himself that I want to stay sick so I don't go home. I don't go to school and I stay home. And my mom mm-hmm. can take care of me. So
right.
that he almost like programmed his body to stay sick, and I don't want to get well, so I could stay home.
Right.
And he remembered that, and when he remembered that, he said, "Oh my God, I've been doing this all my life, and every time I need to be taken care of, I would get sick, and especially with the asthma, it would get mm-hmm. really flared up." And once he saw it, and he was at, you know, at 50 years old, basically you've suffered enough, and you go, okay, like, I don't want to suffer more with this.
Mm-hmm.
He realized that, okay, I'm ready to let this go now, and he did with the awareness that came in. And again, the asthma disappeared after 50 years of suffering with it. So those beliefs are very, very powerful that are in the body. And they
yep,
need to be released, because the moment they're released, the energy flows and the awareness comes in and the self-responsibility comes in automatically mm-hmm. as well. And with that, the person starts enjoying their life and creativity, because now they feel like, okay, now it's my life. I'm
right.
taking responsibility. I can't blame anybody. So therefore, I'm actually going to start jumping into the unknown and start living.
Mm-hmm.
so that that way they also start transforming that fear of the unknown and fear of death, which is so profoundly a barrier, a block in many people.
There's an emotion that's held in the lungs, too, that's grief. And I've actually seen people develop lung cancer because of grief as well.
Many things.
You said earlier that you saw certain emotions going into certain areas of the body. And so, you know, one thing is not just one thing, but a lot of things that affect the throat, the self-expression, creativity that are blocked then can cause lung or thyroid disease.
Absolutely. Whatever is blocked in the throat, but again, it's not just the throat. The throat, mm-hmm. the fear to express yourself is connected with your third chakra, which is your power center. And mm-hmm. in the power center, pretty much everybody is damaged there to feel afraid. And if mm-hmm. you're afraid, you're not going to be able to tell what you want to say. And of course, the thyroid is going to be affected. But then we can't just work with the throat. We have to work with the whole body. I keep saying this. And not only the power center, the second chakra, but we also need to work with the feet, the whole legs mm-hmm. and the feet, because the ground, the feet is like the roots that go into the ground. And without those roots, the tree cannot stand, cannot grow. And when we don't feel the ground, like I was saying initially when I had the experience, if I hadn't been meditating and if I haven't been bringing my awareness into my whole body, I wouldn't have been able to withstand that experience because it's a humongous experience. And not only that, I realized people want to be happy, but as I work with people, I realize that they're afraid of joy. They're afraid of success. So all these fears are still in the body because success, basically, joy and success, they kill the ego. And without the ego, people lose their identity. And without the identity, they're lost and they're afraid of the unknown. So everything is interconnected and everything must be worked with if we really want to create a whole experience of and be the whole human being that we are in all the multidimensional realities all at the same time.
So what have you developed with the Dalian method? Would you like to go into a little bit more detail?
Well, like I said, it's when I was working with people, I realized that I must work with the entire body. So, and that there is what I realized that every chakra has its own qualities, but those qualities of the chakras must be not only worked with, but also accepted. For example, when people feel angry, they have repressed anger and they have repressed self-hatred, and when the system asks them to verbalize it out loud, they go, well, if I say it out loud that I'm angry, am I not, am I not affirming that? Well, no, we're not affirming that. We're releasing what's in the body. And this is what the system does. It basically helps people to come into the place of self-acceptance automatically as well, because if you accept yourself, then you can tell someone, you know, whatever you want to say, with understanding that I'm not blaming you, but I'm telling you what I feel. But this is, again, not a mental process. So with the system, as we're working with the entire body and following, I have to also mention that it's not just a verbal expression. There's also breathing involved, and especially exhalation, because what happens is many times when we're afraid, we hold our breath. Many times where we don't want to show our emotions, we hold our breath. So by holding the breath, we hold the emotion in the body, and we hold whatever thoughts are in the body. And thoughts and emotions are interconnected. When there's a thought, a person verbalizes, the emotion comes up as well. And the patterns of how people repress emotions also come up, and people start recognizing that I've created a pattern of repressing my emotions. I've created a pattern of not saying what I feel. Now I see that it's a fear. And I have to say, every single adult that I've worked with, there's always a childhood fear in their body that they have to work with. Because every child that is born, I mean, you're this little being, your whole existence is connected to the adults, and you know it. So therefore, the child with its intelligence knows, I better do what they tell me because my existence depends on them. And that fear, oftentimes adults don't see, parents don't see that. And on the contrary, they enhance that fear by trying to control the child. So all these childhood experiences are also in the body, and they're the initial experiences. Even the moment of birth is an experience the way a person is born, and the conclusion they make at the moment of birth, it's a belief that runs through their whole life. So we need to backtrack through layers and through time and go through working through those layers, transforming them into awareness, into consciousness, which comes automatically. And then there is time where we go backtracking into previous lifetimes experiences, because there's patterns. It's not like entertainment, I was this and I was that. That doesn't matter. What matters is what patterns have I been keeping life after life after life because the fear of the ego to disappear. And then that comes also to surface. And for anybody who is spiritually oriented and is working toward their awakening, we'll have to work through those things as well. But it's so exciting because once you start going on this journey, and every single person I've worked with that continue on their journey, they're so excited because every layer revealed makes them stronger and expands their consciousness. So then you're not just in your little body, but then your consciousness starts growing and expanding into the rest of the people. You start understanding them, and you start feeling compassionate to the pain and suffering. And then you start moving beyond that, understanding that this is all man-made. And really, in universe, there is no pain and suffering. And so there's so many multidimensional layers and levels. And this method will help the person to actually, as they go on practicing with it, these things come up automatically. So there's nobody that needs to tell you, this is what, you were, this is what happened. You will start discovering these things yourself. And that's where the power is, when the person completely has those awarenesses by themselves. And my whole goal and my whole work is to empower people so that they can not depend on anyone. They can depend only on their own inner awareness, inner wisdom, which is there. Everybody has it. It's just covered up with so many layers. And can you imagine if, we were teaching our kids that all the answers are inside and you can rely on yourself, you have the strength, and give them that power. We'll have such a beautiful society. Nobody needs to fight with anybody, compete with anybody, feel jealous. Everybody can start focusing on their own creativity instead.
Well, we were talking about some of the, the different ways that the Dalian method can help one access their inner guidance. Would you like to give your contact information one more time?
Yes, thank you. That's madadalian.com. And there's many videos also on my website that people can watch to understand what I was talking about.
And the other thing I want to remind people of, we've interviewed Mada on her book In Search of the Miraculous. It's the winner of a lot of book awards, and that's on 4/14/2018. That's available on the archives at plasticos.com. Is there any message you'd like to give the listening audience before we wrap up today?
I think the only message is time is ticking, and I think the most important thing is to start doing this inner work, because we never know, when the opportunity of being in the body in this life will end. So to me, that's really the most important work to be done, because everything we have will be taken away except the consciousness that we gain and we transform from unconscious parts of ourselves. So that would be the most important thing to do, in my view.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining us, Mata. We've been interviewing Mata Dalian on Evolutionary New Self-Help Tool to Access the Answers Within, Your Inner Knower. And please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.